Schedule your day to reflect your goals and priorities. Part 2. Align your goals. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan from Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, yesterday I talked about having your priorities firmly set. So you went through those exercises, I know you did, and in your mind, it's time to do a double check on your goals. What? Now, are you saying, Stephanie, I wanted you to tell me how to manage my time with goals. I already had, and now you're telling me to do more work? Well, in a word, yes. Now, stick with me here, though. There really is a method to my madness. Often we create goals in a vacuum. Maybe we read the latest post from our favorite guru and decide that we want to hop on the latest project they're talking about. Or maybe you have a goal on your list that someone else put there. The point is, if you don't have your goals aligned with the priorities you just recently reconfirmed, you may not be heading down the right road. If your priority is your destination, then your goals are your roadmap. Think about a GPS. You know your where to and your view map settings, or the GPS won't work. The same is true with your scheduling of time. So, if you start your trip heading to Chicago, Illinois, that's your initial priority, and then later you learn that you should really be in Tampa, Florida, a redefined priority, the map needs to change. Or you'll still end up in Chicago, even if you wanted to be in Tampa. Do a 10-minute review. Pick your favorite spot and do a double check on your goals. If you can't make a direct tie from the goal to one of your priorities that you identified yesterday, then it's time to take a closer look at that goal. Don't have written goals? If you don't have written goals, then now is the time to write them down. Studies have shown that if you write down your goals, you're 80% more likely to make them. It's really difficult to manage your time around your goals when your goals are not clearly defined. You can check out previous postings on my blog, productiveandorganized.net, or contact us for a goal-setting session. So why bother with all of this work? Well, many people don't bother with activities like this. There are also people that frequently are frustrated because they don't have time to get done what they want a day to do. You see, deep down, you know when you're not aligned correctly. Subconsciously, you could be sabotaging yourself. Don't let that happen. In order to manage your time well, it has to be properly aligned. I'd love to hear from you. What do you do, and how do you track your goals? This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and to your success.